I go the way that Providence dictates, with the assurance of a sleepwalker. Adolf Hitler. Highbridge Audio presents The Sleepwalkers by Paul Grossman. Read for you by Christian Contreras. Book 1. City of No Tomorrows. Chapter 1. Berlin, November 1932. Dietrich's legs were magic once, slim hypnotic instruments of sorcery that mesmerized millions. Willy could unfortunately only imagine their charms beneath the mannish pantsuit she wore that afternoon to Fritz's. Bored to tears by the political soothsaying that muscled into every conversation these days, Willy had to fight to keep his eyes open. Lucky for him, the tubular Bauhaus chair he was sitting on was killing his ass. And for you, Herr Inspektor Detektiv? He reached for another glass of champagne. Even though his brain was flying, this celebration was depressing. Where else would Marlene Dietrich have shown up but Fritz's housewarming? Half of Berlin were best friends with his old war pal, and all of them seemed to have turned out to see his new palace in suburban Grunewald. Sleek long panes of glass wrapped around a curvilinear living room filled with paintings by Klee and Modigliani. The house was another masterwork by Erich Mendelssohn, architect par excellence of the Weimar Republic, who bowed at the effusion of compliments.